Blog Talk Radio.
It's Film Festival Radio, the show where superstars and future stars happily coexist together. And now, here's your host, Janice Malone.
All right, good morning, everybody. Happy Tuesday, November 3. It's rolling down the clock. Oh, my God. Yes, holiday season is here. It's already here. And this is also the season of season 9 of The Voice. They are rolling down the clock to slowly crowning a winner for season 9 of their Make a Hit show. Who will be crowned? This year's winner of The Voice 2015. Well, we'll have to tune in and see because the live rounds begin next week. But on this show, we have four of the contestants who have advanced onto the live rounds. We'll see them live and in color and in action and HD and all that kind of great stuff starting next week. Monday, I believe it is. Yeah, of course. But this is part two of our continuous chat with some of those singers yesterday. If you go to our archives, look under The Voice Advancing Round Singers, Live Round Singers, Live Action, whatever we call it. It's part one. Just look for part one. So today, we've got The Voice contestants advancing to Live Rounds Part 2. And we'll be chatting this morning with Corinne Bukowski, who's on Team Gwen, Keith Simple from Team Adam, Darius Scott from Team Pharrell, and Morgan Frazier, who is with Team Blake. So last night and tonight on The Voice, they're just kind of giving a recap of how the different finalists, well, they're not finalists, what is it, quarterfinals, I guess you could call it. I just call them advancing, you know, they've advanced to the live rounds. They're just showing tonight and tomorrow night how everybody that's left got to where they are. And then starting next week, of course, we'll see all of them live and in action here. So our first guest will be Corinne Bukowski, she's from Miami, Florida. As I said, she's with Team Gwen. She'll be calling us in a couple of minutes here. Singing since she was about 9 years old, choir lessons, and she's a classically trained singer as well. So, you know, when you get the classical music under your belt, under your repertoire of training, you can pretty much sing almost anything because it's such an excellent form of training. It just catapults you into, I guess, whatever genre that you want to sing. And Corinne is one of those people. And she is, she was a junior year pre-med student thinking about becoming a doctor. And then this thing called The Voice happened. So we had talked to her about a week ago as to whether or not she's going to continue to pursue becoming a doctor. But I think she's going to have a very good career in music. So maybe she'll be like Dr. Ken. Dr. Ken, you know, he was a full-time doctor, practicing doctor for many years. And on the side, he was this amazingly funny comedic actor. He just literally stole the show from the Hangover movies, especially Hangover 1. And now look at him. He's a major star. So maybe, Corinne, that will happen with her. She might go on to pursue the doctor, you know, profession, and up the road she might get a big recording contract from the side. We don't know. We will see according to what happens on The Voice. I have a lot of things we want to ask our different contestants that are going to be joining us this morning. A lot to ask them, as we did before on yesterday. I'm sure I can pretty much tell you that this time last year, the majority of the very talented people had no idea that they would be in this position 1 year fast forward. And what a, you know, what a great, what a great cool thing it is to have that under your belt, whether you win, lose, or draw, to say that you have competed on The Voice and you got to the live rounds is just like, it's just awesome. It's just awesome. And I keep saying and saying, we have to get to some of the singers that we've had on the show and who've been on The Voice. We need to do some updates on what some of them are now doing and how did being on The Voice impact, I know it had to impact their careers, and we just need to find out what, you know, what's going on with them. We need to see that, so, which is, you know, it takes time, it takes a lot of research, and so we will find out and see what's happening with that. So right now, we are waiting for Corinne Bukowski to give us a call. She was supposed to call us a couple of minutes ago, but I don't know what happened with that. We'll just keep waiting and see what happens. We'll just find out and see. We'll just keep chatting here. What I'd like to do is to tell you about some auditions, an audition that's out currently that you may, some of you out there may be interested in learning about or trying out for. Let me get that information for you while we wait for Ms. Bukowski to give us a call. Hold on a second. Let me pull that information up. My fault. I should have had it already. But I was thinking that, you know, she would be calling us. So I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to play our intro theme, and we'll find out what's going on. We'll be right back.
It's Film Festival Radio, the show where superstars and future stars happily coexist together. And now, here's your host, Janice Malone. Superstars and future stars happily coexist together. And now, here's your host, Janice Malone.
We're doing here. Well, we just got a word that Corinne Bukowski from Team Gwen from The Voice will not be able to do our chat this morning, and we will just await for our next guest, will be Keith Simple from Team Adam, who will be giving us a call. And so what I'll also do is get you the information about this audition I was telling you about. Okay, there's a couple of them, actually. We love auditions around here. So, there is a new reality television show that is in the making. It's called Secret Lives, L-I-V-E-S, of Americans. Premise is pretty simple. Do you have a secret that you're keeping and you are ready to tell the world? Because if you tell it, you know you're going to be telling it to the whole world on this type of a show. they're looking for you. They're especially looking for people who live in the Southern California area. And if they are willing to document their journey as they reveal their secrets to their loved ones. Okay, this is the type of information they're looking for. Are you unemployed, been unemployed, and you have not told your family? I don't know how you would keep that a secret, but some people do. Another example, have you decided or have you given up your corporate job in order and instead working for a nonprofit or, you know, working for a job that pays less money? You know, once upon a time you had a big corporate job. You had a big corporate job and you are, you know, said, oh, this is too much pressure, this is too much stress. I decided that I wanted to go nonprofit or go to something a lot more simpler. It gives me a lot of rewards. Okay, that's a secret. No one knows. Here's another one. This is a real good one. Once upon a time, you may have been in prison or you recently got out of prison and you cannot find a job. Have you decided to leave your arranged marriage and you want to reveal that? Maybe you've signed up for the military, but you really don't want to go. You've changed your mind. You probably can't get out of that one, but, you know. Another one, your savings is all gone, and you cannot retire, and that is your secret that you're harboring. Or you are really homeless, but your friends and family don't know it yet. These are the types of secrets. And of course, there could be hundreds of more, but this is what they're looking for, that these types of life scenarios, and you want to reveal it to your family, friends, and loved ones. So if that is you, and it's for a reality show, okay? So if that is you, you need to go and fill out this application form. It is webcasting. And let's just see what can happen with that for you. So anyway, we're going to be back right after this.
It's Film Festival Radio, the show where superstars and future stars happily coexist together. And now, here's your host, Janice Malone.
Okay, we had to take a quick break there. Something crazy happened. But anyway, I was telling you about the TV show. If you need to, if you want to try out for this show, then I was about to give you the information here on where to go ahead and send it. There is a, hold on a second, where is it? Don't you hate it when... you find, okay, here it is. Okay, if you want to try out for the show, if you're keeping a secret and you want to tell everybody, there's an application form, you fill it out, go to West, W-E-S-T, westcasting.form, F-O-R-M, stack, S-T-A-C-K, .com, and you will see the application, and you fill it out. It's very simple, and you just email it in and see if they call you. It's just that simple. So that's West, W-E-S-T, westcasting.form, F-O-R-M, stack, S-T-A-C-K .com. And you'll see the form. And if you can't find it, email us, filmfestivalradio@gmail.com, and we will just send you the link. You can find it all and do so yourself because... I think it'll be a lot of fun. I don't know how much, I'll take that back. It may not be that much fun, but it is something that you can get off your chest. Because that must be a big, big burden of, you know, telling, keeping this secret. I mean, that's a big, it's a big secret. Okay, we have just been informed that Keith Simple will also not be joining us. Yeah, we could, I guess, you know what, a lot of these singers from The Voice, they probably are just worn out, tired, because of, they're, you know, most of them are quite young. This is a lot of rewarding, but a lot of work. Rehearsals, a lot of them are still in school, so they have to have class. They have, you know, tutors there for them to make sure that they don't miss their school studies. And then, of course, there's rehearsals and what have you. So they may just be tired at this point. So I totally, totally don't blame them. I totally get it. But we're going to see if we can, we only have four today. So maybe the other two will make it. And we will let you guys know what's going on with that. We'll just bring them on the show. Okay, I want to tell you about one more audition tryout. This is a national audition, by the way, so you don't have to worry about, oh, I have to be in a certain city, or have to, no, none of that. You can be wherever and try out for this one. So let's see here. I thought I just did that. I just hate it so much when you have to go back to your, okay, here we go. I'm not very good at opening up a lot of screens all at the same time. But if you want to audition to this reality show that they're in the making, have you been married and divorced 3 or more times? Yeah, that's what they're saying. That's what they're looking for. If you've been married more than 3 times, maybe 5 times or more, and you still believe in marriage and love, and are you still open to getting married, you can qualify for this show. This is what they're looking for. They're looking for attractive, outgoing men and women between the ages of 25 and 59, and they want people who still believe in love and want to tell their story. Now, you can currently be in any relationship status. You can be currently single, married, or even engaged as long as you've been married and divorced at least 3 times or more. They want to hear from you. This is another reality show in the making. Now, this is the email address that you need to contact. POP, P-O-P. Magnet, like the magnet, M-A-G-N-E-T, casting@gmail.com. That's POP, like popcorn, POP, magnet, M-A-G-N-E-T, casting, C-A-S-T-I-N-G, @gmail.com. That's where you need to send. And this is what you need to send. Your first and last name, a telephone contact number, the city and state where you live, how many times you have been married and divorced. It has to be 3 or more. And then share just a brief story about you and your relationships that you're currently in or have been in. Now, don't send, you know, War and Peace. These are casting producers. They don't have a lot of time. You know, just get right to the point. The question, again, is a brief story about you and your relationships and your situation. And then send a recent picture of yourself. And they want it in a JPEG format. So, you know, get the selfie sticks out. Maybe you already got a nice picture, nice headshot kind of yourself. And send it all in to the email address that I told you, POP, P-O-P, magnet, M-A-G-N-E-T, casting@gmail.com. If you have been married and divorced 3 or more times, new reality show is waiting for maybe you, and you will be getting paid for this. Okay. That should be interesting. I want to definitely see that one. you know, you may have some people in here that have been married like 8 or 9 times. You never know. But we're going to find out and see. Let's see what else. We are waiting for our next, well, we actually haven't started because our first two guests who were scheduled from The Voice did not make it. Keith Simple and Corinne Bukowski did not make it. So now we're waiting for Darius Scott and Morgan Frazier to give us a call. So hopefully those two will get us a call. We'll find out what's going on. Maybe I'll ask them if they call in. I'll just ask them, hey, where's your buddies? But they probably, it's just a little harsh. They're probably tired and God, this is a lot of work. It looks glamorous. I know it does. Of course, it is. There is a portion of it that's real glamorous because you're on national TV and, you know, they've got great makeup and hair and wardrobe and vocal coaches and celebrity guests and celebrity coaches and you're seen by trillions of people. Of course it's glamorous. Riding in limos, I'm sure, staying at nice hotels. But there's a lot of work that goes into that. Now, we talk to these contestants. We hear the backstory. That's why we always like to ask and bring you the backstories of how a lot of them even got to this point in The Voice and what are some of the behind-the-scenes stories of what's going on in order to maintain that status and keep advancing. Just because it looks glamorous, I don't think it's not a lot of hard work. There may be people out there who are listening to us who want to try out and be a part of this show. And you will kind of sort of know what to expect if you hear it directly from, as they say, the mouths of babes. And we do mean babes because a lot of these kids are very young, and even though they're very talented, they're also quite young. Somebody's only 15. We've got several of them that are still in high school. So, yeah, that's it. That's it. So, I am just delighted to be joining. You know, each season we will, we talk to these people, and it's a lot of fun talking to them, you know. Lots of fun talking to him. Is that somebody? Okay. No, it wasn't. Yeah, okay. Well, we have about, what do we got? We have about a couple more minutes here before Darius Scott will be giving us a call. Darius Scott is with Team Pharrell. I bet you a lot of fun hanging out with Pharrell. Actually hanging out with a lot of them. Darius is from Atlanta. And Darius, in addition to being a very talented singer, he's also a very talented designer as far as fashion. He was a fashion buyer for a big corporation, big company here in Dallas, and he has talents in graphic design skills as well. But he is an amazing, powerful singer. So we got to ask him about his design talents. Or does he plan? How does he plan on utilizing those as he progresses along in his career as far as style? He's got a fashion design background. You really know about style. And that's always important with a show like this. But anyway, shortly afterwards, we'll be chatting then with Morgan Frazier. Okay, good morning, Darius.
Good morning.
Well, Darius, how are you this morning?
I'm good. It's a little early here, but I'm up and I'm excited to be on with you.
Well, hey, I know it's early, like 7:30 where you are. We were supposed to talk with some of your fellow contestants there, Keith Simple and Corinne Bukowski, but they couldn't make it. They probably are, you guys are probably tired. I know you're young and energetic, but I guess you're probably tired too, aren't you?
Yeah, we work really hard, so.
Yeah, you work really, really hard. Well, the live action will be starting, you know, in a few days. How are you preparing for it? What are you doing in preparation?
I am going to the gym a lot.
Okay.
I know that's crazy, but with the situation being so stressful, I need like an opportunity, you know, every day or sometimes twice a day to release some tension off my body. So that that's been helping a lot. I mean, I'm also trying to rest as much as I can.
Okay.
And I'm a little allergic to California, so just trying to like stay healthy. Yeah.
Oh no!
It takes me a couple days. Yeah, it takes me a couple days to kind of adjust. And I know, how can I be allergic to it? And I used to live in New York, right? You would think my tolerance would be. would be pretty high, but no, it always takes me a few days to adjust to California, so I'm just trying to stay healthy.
Too much sunshine for you? Is that it? No.
I think it's the allergens. I think there's a lot of allergens. Like right now we're dealing with the Santa Ana winds, and that comes with a lot of allergies that I didn't even know I had. So.
Okay. Okay, well, that's understandable. Every region of the country has something that for some people, it just that's the way it is.
Yeah.
But, so what was your yesterday like as far as your itinerary dealing with the show and the preparation? We know you worked out a lot, but what was it like?
Yesterday I went to the studio to record some iTunes tracks, and that's that was the bread of my day, and I also spent a lot of time warming up and rehearsing the music for the live round. So it's been a full day every day since I've gotten out here, and I'm just trying to keep my head on straight. There's a lot more on the line, and there's a lot more, you know, material with the live playoff. So just got to keep a level head, keep your game face on.
So did you meet with Pharrell, your team coach, yesterday or what?
No, we didn't meet with him yesterday. I saw him when I first got out here. And I've only seen him once. I'm probably going to see him a few more times. I don't know when that will be. It's always a surprise. So.
Okay. So when you guys team up with your coaches, it's always during rehearsals. Do you guys ever go out to lunch or dinner or anything with the coaches, or is that allowed?
Well, I haven't been invited to lunch or dinner or to babysit Rocket yet, but I'm hoping one day I'll be able to.
Yeah, you might get adopted in that family. You never know.
I know. That would be awesome. I'll take it.
I don't blame you. I really don't. Well, so the song, and I know you can't reveal it, but the song that you will be doing during live rounds, it's already been selected. Was that selected, what, weeks ago or what?
I selected my song Well, I selected a bunch of songs a few weeks ago. I and my coach narrowed it down to one about a week ago, and I'm really excited for America. I don't think people are going to be expecting this one. So, I'm really excited about it.
So, can you tell me which songs did not make the cut that you originally had on your list?
No, I can't, because those songs are still in the running for the next round.
No.
They're all my favorite songs, but we just have to pick one for each round. So I wish I could, but I can't.
Okay, I understand. So, okay, we'll be tuning in to see what happens there. Now, I know that you also have a very extensive background as a graphic designer and fashion and all of that kind of great stuff that I love so much. Mm-hmm. I know the show provides you guys with the best stylists to hair and makeup and wardrobe and all of that. So since you already have that background, do you have any input as to what you wear on the show or what?
I have a lot of input as to what I wear on the show just because of my background. And I love the fact that the stylist picked up on that very early on. And so now that we're further into the show, they kind of just let me run wild. And, of course, they rein me in where it needs to be reined in. But they're really cooperative. Like, we work together to kind of create my look. And it's good to have people that have more experience than me be able to kind of oversee and supervise. Although I have extensive experience, I mean, I've never styled for a TV show. So it's good to have those people in my corner and those people in my corner when I'm like, I really want to push for this look. And they can kind of push and rally behind me when I want to dress a certain way for a certain performance. So I'm lucky. NBC has the best in the business working on this show. So I'm very, very lucky to get to work alongside these guys.
Well, yes, NBC is definitely tops in the field there. So you look very snazzy, by the way, each time. So you and NBC are doing a great job. Well, since you mentioned that you go and work out a lot, when you go to the facility, the workout place, fitness place, are people recognizing you from the show or what?
Now people recognize me pretty frequently. I try to do my best to recognize when people recognize me, but I'm not it's new. It's all very new to me. So sometimes I miss it, and I'll be, like, with a friend, and they'll have to, like, tap me and be like, hey, that girl was trying to get your attention, or hey, that kid was trying to get your attention. And because I'm not used to it. I'm so used to being able to, like, go into a place with my head down and get on the elliptical and get to the weights without anybody noticing me. And that's just not the case anymore. And I'm grateful. Like, I'm very grateful. Like, I was in New York City, and people were recognizing me. And my friend was like, dude, put your phone in your back pocket, because clearly we're in a place where you're going to get recognized. And I was like, oh. And because it's not normal to me yet. It's not normal to me yet. So I'm trying to get acclimated to people spotting me on the street and wanting to take pictures or stopping me before I board my plane, I'm already late for. And you're like, hey, can you please take a picture with me? Yeah. I'm trying to – now I get to the airport on time, because if I don't, then I may miss one.
Okay, we lost him. That was Darius Scott with Team Pharrell, just sharing with us what it's like to now be recognized, and it's something he said he has to get acclimated to. Once again, we're talking with some of the singers who have advanced on to the live rounds of The Voice, and now we have Morgan Frazier. Good morning, Miss Morgan.
Good morning.
Delightful to chat with the lovely Ms. Morgan again, and just so happy to know that you're still in the running along with the rest of your compadres in music there from The Voice. Okay, got to ask you, I was talking to Darius there about what his day was like yesterday. What was your day like yesterday as far as your schedule and your itinerary with working with the show?
My day yesterday, I did my iTunes, so I sang in the studio, which was really exciting, and I was, like, standing in the studio, and I was talking about something, and there was like Bon Jovi.
No.
Standing in the studio, and I didn't even notice it was him because his back was turned to me. And I said something, and he turned around and made a comment on it, and I was like, oh, my gosh. It was like he walked off, and I was like, Bon Jovi just talked to me. It was like the craziest experience. I was like, holy moly, in L.A., nothing should surprise me.
Nothing should, no, you're in L.A. And it's the same thing, I guess, you live in Nashville now. But have you had that type of experience happen to you while living in Nashville? Maybe some country music superstar that you've seen, you know, you honked your horn, get out of the way, and it turns out it's Blake Shelton or whomever.
Oh, I've definitely seen, like, people driving around and stuff. I saw Thomas Rhett one time driving just down Music Row. And I work at a famous bar, so, like, a lot of stars come in there. Like, one time I was singing on the first floor of Tootsie's Orchid Lounge downtown Nashville, and Kelly Pickler comes in with all of her friends for, like, a bachelorette party. I guess one of her friends were getting married. And she was so cool to me. And she had me sing, one of her friends had me sing one of her songs, and she tipped the band $100. I mean, she was like the sweetest. And then she tweeted me afterwards and was like, Morgan Fraser killing it at Tootsie's and all that stuff.
Oh.
So she, oh my gosh, she was so cool.
Well, now Morgan Fraser is killing it on The Voice, and that leads me into my next question here. I was looking at your Twitter page, and I saw where the Eli Young Band tweeted that they're fans of yours. I mean, wow, what was that like when you saw that?
Oh, my gosh. I freaked out. I was like, what? What? when they tweeted about me, I was like, I'm fangirling out right now. Like, this is unbelievable. I'm from Texas, and they're from Texas. And I, like, before they moved, like, came to Nashville and did that scene, they were in the Texas scene, and I would always go to their concerts, and I just was, like, total fans of them. And so for them to tweet me about the song I sang, I was like, and then be like, oh, come out and do some shows with us. I was like, are you kidding me? Like, that is, like, the coolest thing that's ever happened to me.
I saw that, and when they said, hey, you know, work with us and tour, I said, oh, my God, I can't wait to ask Morgan. I mean, I know right now you guys are under contract until this is all over with The Voice, but how strong of a possibility is that for you to work with them?
Oh, my gosh, I hope so. I mean, I hope that they, you know, if I go on in a show or if I I just hope that, you know, my booking agent can talk to them, and hopefully that'll be like a thing. So, oh my gosh, if it was, I would die.
Oh no, stay alive, because I think that's gonna happen. That's a good thing. Oh.
Okay.
Because I mean, they didn't have to do that, but that shows you that they are impressed with you, and it would be just you know, a good match, very good fit. Very good fit for you guys.
Yeah, very cool. I would love it. Oh, my gosh.
Well, now, okay. We're coming up on, you know, live rounds are starting next week. What are you doing in preparation? I know Darius said he is working out in the gym a lot. Now, what about you? What are you doing?
Oh, Lord of mercy. I'm definitely not working out in the gym.
Oh, that's okay.
I am not an exercise girl. I hate exercising. So much. I try to eat better while I'm here. That's about it for, like, health-wise. I'm terrible. I really should work out, but I just don't enjoy it. I hate it. Anyway.
I have to force myself.
I do, too. I have to literally force myself, and it's, like, the worst 30 minutes or hour of my life.
Exactly.
Yes. But, you know, I'm just really trying to get used to my in-ears. I've never used in-ears before. And so, you know, I'm really working hard on that and just really trying to figure out, like, what works for me. And just, like, really focusing on being confident going into this next round. I think that's gonna be, you know, a deal breaker. If I'm not going out there and I'm not going to be confident about my song and about my vocals, like, I could be going home. So I'm just really trying to focus on confidence and just making it the best that it can be.
Oh, yeah. And I think you will. I've been paying attention to everybody's performances, and you're doing an amazing job representing Nashville and Texas. So you're...
Oh, hey, thank you.
You're to be contended with here. So for people who don't know music, who don't sing, the in-ears are the little devices that singers use. They look like a little earplugs or something. Is that correct?
Yeah. So in-ears are like, if you see in front of singers and they have like little black boxes at their feet, that's usually mm-hmm. how you can hear yourself, is your vocal and the band will come through that. But this time you have what's called an in-ear monitor. And so it's all like closed off in your ear. So it's a little different than naturally hearing it. You're hearing it through headphones, basically.
Oh, okay. So you're just adjusting.
So
it's having to adjust to that.
Exactly. Yeah.
Well, I think by the time next week comes, you'll be fine. You've got Blake there to guide
definitely.
You through. You know, I think he knows.
Yeah, I've definitely been practicing a lot. So.
Okay. So have you met with Blake, you and the rest of the team, or is that later this week?
Yeah, I have. We did that, and oh my gosh, so cool, and just fun to be back around everyone that I love so much, and Blake is just, you know, been so cool to me. We got to sit down and kind of talk a little bit, which was great, so.
So, as everybody that follows the show knows, prior to now, everything has been pre-taped, pre-recorded. So have you mm-hmm. had a chance to go back to Nashville to Tootsie's or any of the lower Broadway areas where you used to perform until the live rounds start? And, you know, since your shows have been airing, have you been back to Nashville and visited with people?
Yeah, I have. I actually got to, like, you know, watch pretty much the whole thing in Nashville. You know, viewing parties with all my friends and going downtown and seeing everyone, and everybody just being so supportive and sweet to me and being like, oh, my gosh, we're so proud of you, and just keep going, keep fighting. And so it definitely gave me, like, a huge boost that I needed, that all my friends are there for me, so.
Well, I bet a lot of your friends were like, okay, you're on The Voice. Why didn't you tell us?
Oh, yeah. Because I had to keep it a secret for a while.
Yeah, a long while.
Yep, I had to keep it a secret that I even tried out for a long time. So that was very hard not to tell all my best friends that, oh, yeah, by the way, like, I'm going to be on The Voice.
What a pleasant surprise that is to tell everyone.
Was very cool.
Well, being a beautiful girly girl that you are, I know you're looking forward to working with this NBC stylist and wardrobe people and makeup people for your big live premiere. Do you already have in mind a certain look that you want to present on the first live night or what?
Well, I can't tell you my song, but I can tell you that it's going to be a lot like my blind audition. It's a rock song turned country.
Oh, okay.
So
oh, I love rock.
There's a couple of outfits that I'm really excited about. Like there's a leather dress and a kind of a tighter long-sleeved dress that has a bunch of sequins on it. So I'm like, if I get any one of those two outfits, I'll be super happy. So we'll see. We've got like a bunch of outfits picked out. So I think NBC gets the last say. So I never know until like I'm about to go get dressed of what I'm going to be wearing. So.
Oh man! So they keep it a secret even from the performer all the way until it's time to walk in the dressing room on what they selected. Wow!
Oh,
I didn't know that.
Oh yeah, everything's very like. They want to just, like, I don't think they want us to think too much about it.
Okay. Well, I'm voting for the leather black dress because I love being
me too.
And if your song has that type of vibe to it, we don't know the title, but I think that black leather dress will just knock it out the park.
Yeah, I think so, too. I hope they pick that one.
Oh, yeah. We're going to, maybe we should, we don't know how to contact them. But Oh, we lost her. Oh, crap. We lost Morgan Frazier. Isn't she some light? She's in recording her iTunes songs yesterday. And you turn around, there's Bon Jovi, John Bon Jovi. That's it. That would have been my day. But that's all in the day. Another day at the office if you are one of the advancing singers from The Voice, advancing into the live round. That's, as Geico says, that's what you do. That's what you see. That's what happens to you. And we're going to be tuning in next week, starting Monday, for the live round sessions to see who makes it, who keeps advancing, and who has to go home. Boo-hoo if they do. But it's not that bad because, you know, you can use this bragging rights card for the rest of your career. It's a good one to have, too. So I want to thank Darius Scott from Team Pharrell, Morgan Frazier from Team Blake for joining us on this edition of Film Festival Radio Show. We didn't get a chance to talk with Corinne Bukowski from Team Gwen and Keith Semple from Team Adam. I guess they were just pooped out and tired. It's, you know, they're out on the West Coast. It's still pretty early for them. But we're going to keep bringing you these contestants as they continue to advance on. We're having a lot of fun talking with them. Hope you are having a lot of fun listening to our laughs and fun with them. So anyway, we'll see you guys on the next edition of Film Festival Radio Show. Thank you for listening. Check with you next show. Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Film Festival Radio with your host, Janice Malone. Be sure to download this and other episodes at filmfestivalradio.com.